So I would actually like everybody, if you could do me a favor, if you could close your eyes for me for just a couple of seconds. Go ahead and close your eyes. I'm going to read something to you. "Come to the edge," he said. "We can't, we're afraid," they responded. "Come to the edge," he said. "We can't, we will fall," they responded. "Come to the edge," he said. And so they came, and he pushed them, and they flew. Open your eyes. So what I hope you take from
that's me. Saya Hillman. She's a creator of the Fear Experiment. It's a class you can sign up for. For a couple months, you work on the material, and at the end, you take it under the lights and onto the big stage. The whole idea is to do something you've never done, to conquer your fears, to push yourself past your anxieties, past your comfort zone. Saya is giving her pep talk to this year's ensemble at a closed dress rehearsal at the Empty Park West in Lincoln Park. Saturday night, there will be Broadway show tunes, improv, a full live onstage performance by a bunch of people who have never done it before.
There is something that is so infectious in the best way possible about being around people who are willing to say yes, where their default is yes as opposed to no. They drink the why not Kool-Aid. Why not me? Why can't I do this thing even though I'm 40, 50, 60 years old? Why can't I share my vulnerabilities because the friend next to me is also doing that? That's another thing. I always get people, whatever the art form is, to be vulnerable because not only will it impact you in the best ways possible, but it really does spread like the best disease possible. People in the audience are like, well, if you could do that, what can I do? And participants will often tell me, because of what I did in Fear Experiment, I quit my job. I asked that guy out. I just got all this confidence in so many other ways. And so that just warms my heart over and over and over. You would think I get sick of this? Never get sick of it, ever.
Performance anxiety, stage fright, fear, all those kind of things have played a role in your life. And you, of course, are teaching people to overcome it. As you look at the whole, how important have these emotions been to you in your career as a performer?
Oh, my gosh. I just have all these memories of being bullied in middle school and high school and not having the best childhood. And even though I would never wish that on anybody, nor would I want to go through that again myself, I do think that it made me into the person I am today, which is someone who is pretty empathetic and appreciative of where I am now. And I see how lonely and sad it can be if you don't have that support system. And so all of the roller coaster moments I've had, and to have all these people come up to me afterwards, whether it's in person after the show, sending me an email the next day saying, "Saya, thank you so much for XYZ, for sharing that you did this thing, for talking about your stretch marks, for talking about how you didn't used to have friends, for talking about how hard it was for you to date," all of that stuff that we've all been through. And we think that we are alone and the only person until someone has the courageous hand and raises it and says, "Guess what? I did this thing." And then a whole chorus of "Me Too." And that is just the most beautiful chorus in the world, is a bunch of people who thought that they were alone realizing that they're not.
The Park West holds hundreds, 750 to be exact. The Lincoln Park Theater is an icon. Lots of amazing shows. Amazing artists have played the venue. Jeff Garland's going to be there later this month, same as Maya Rudolph. So it's not the back room at the bar. It's not the classroom where parents and friends show up to cheer you on. This is the real deal. And that's not lost on students like Jessica Williams. What's the feeling right now?
Scared / excited / terrified. I'm kind of afraid of falling off the stage or making a mistake and all that kind of stuff, I guess, like anybody would be. But I'm really excited to just kind of do it. And it's like, it's the culmination of like 10 weeks of work. And it's like, even if I do screw up, like, I know it's going to be an experience I'll remember forever.
But for Jessica and others, this experience was not just about conquering their fears. It was about expanding their community, trying something new while meeting people new. Here's student Aranda Stathers.
Before this, I'd been living overseas for about 5 years, and so I love and thrive outside of my comfort zone, and so I didn't want to just sit and learn something new. Like, I want to do something that would get me out of my shell and, like, help me grow in ways more than just learning a new skill set.
Yeah. Well, as you get closer to the show, which is coming up, what are the kind of emotions that are here as you get ready for dress rehearsal and all?
I didn't quite fully grasp how big this space was until I walked in here. I've only been focusing on the class and only been focusing on the amazing humans that I am working with. And then I walked in today and I was like, oh, there's one final component to this, which is performing in front of like 200 people. So
getting the opportunity to work with the people that you just mentioned and to get to know them and to, for it to come to a culmination on stage here, that's got to help though when you're about to go out and do something that you're uncomfortable with, that you've created a bond with the people here.
Yeah, most definitely. If it were any other group of people, I don't think that I would feel as comfortable as I do. I know that sitting here right now and looking at the stage like makes me like want to barf, but I know that when I'm in a scene with my friends, I know that it's just going to be the two of us and we're going to be back in our rehearsal room just having fun.
Being there, interviewing the students, you could tell it was special. You could feel the energy, the positivity. This Saturday night, the Fear Experiment will be on stage at the Park West. They'll be singing and dancing, making us laugh, for many of them, for the first time. Far too often, we stop ourselves from trying something new. For this group, they all made the jump. And regardless how the show goes, they have conquered their fear together. And they're ready to fly. Tonight's show is a collection of stories and segments surrounding performance and the anxiety and fears that go with it. It's Extension 720. Fear, anxiety from the stage, performance overall, lots to do tonight here on Extension 720. We'll take a break and then we'll get to it. Stay with us.